So there's 8 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, end of the game.
The final score for tonight's game, Illinois 23, North Carolina 48. Thank you for attending tonight's game. Remember to secure your tickets for all home games by calling 1-866-ALINI-1.
So this is a true from the stands, because I was in the stands all night. I kind of had to be, like, a game like that. Like, I like the press box. I like the ability to, I don't know, be on Wi-Fi and tweet, whatever. But tonight I had to be up here. Like, I had to be in these stands and cheer. And you can probably hear in my voice that it's not really the strongest and such. So, anyway. I don't know. This was just that. This is just that confusion game. Like, I'm sitting here kicking myself for talking myself into predicting a victory last night. Like, on the drive up, I was absolutely kind of expected this, and then I talked myself out of it as I started typing. Like, no, we're if we're sells out, and we're not going to do all this and then lose, right? Well, we did all this and then lose. Like, this was just that. Like, whereas last week seemed calm, this week seemed confused. Like, Lunt and the receivers weren't on the same page so many times. Some of Lunt's checkdowns didn't make sense. Like, there were, I don't know, it was like, this was a real team throwing a curveball at us. Not a curveball, throwing their best fastball. And we just, we weren't on our game. Like, I didn't really see, like, my wife, I was sitting with my wife, and she's a bit of a football, like, you know, she's not a football fan, like, she doesn't understand. She's just speaking to the basics of the game, and so she asked me, like, are you upset with any of the coaching decisions? Oh, here comes Club Memorial Stadium again. And like, no, I really wasn't. Like, not at all. You know, you just kind of got beat. Like, we just looked confused. That's the only thing on my head is we just, even on defense, and we're, it just wasn't at all crisp, and it wasn't at all anything. It was just confusion. And you play like that against the team like North Carolina, you're not going to win. Even if you're home, even like, so we come out, all the emotion, you know, and then just a few mistakes and some penalties and some, you know, check downs on third down, and you know, there was just nothing, no flow, no anything. You know, a quarterback will tell you all the time, like, you know, hey, we had to, you know, I've developed a good chemistry with my receivers. We're in sync, you know. There just wasn't, like, everybody wasn't on the same page tonight. And not just quarterback and receivers, like, everybody. Like, there just wasn't any, you know, even on defense, some of these third downs, you know, you see Hilton and Barton pointing to each other and scrambling and, you know, trying to switch strong and weak at the last second against the team playing tempo. And, you know, it's just one of those games. And this is what you get. When you change everything and you restart, this is what you get. You hope your talent can stick together, but, you know, this was that game. That's the second game of a new coach who changed the defense, changed the offense. And you can't just run somebody over like you did last week with an FCS team. You have to be on your game, and we just weren't on our game. And that's fine. Like, I'm not at all, like, upset right now. Like, there were a lot of things that didn't make me happy. A lot of things that worry me about my 7-5 prediction. Like, I'm reevaluating a lot right now, because that was, you know, that was not good. There was a lot of not good. But again, my 7-5 was always predicated on, you know, a 2-1 start, and then, you know, the acceleration to 7 wins happens in the second half of the season, and Northwestern might not be that good. Maybe you surprise Iowa at home, and maybe the thing is clicking later in the season in the second half. Tonight it just wasn't clicking. So this was the clickless game. So this is the That's my from the stands. We just nothing clicked. We had that first play. We took advantage of the fumble punt. We punched it in for touchdown instead of field goal when we needed to. But you give up 48 points to North Carolina, and you punt that many times, and, you know, it's just, yeah, just wasn't there. And I'm concerned. So I hope next week is a big step forward. You know, this team beat Northwestern, so, you know, Western Michigan really wants to come in and prove they can beat two Big Ten teams. So hoping for a big step forward. That's it from the stands, from the actual stands. Go Illini.